this nation has
there are four essential economic freedoms.
The excessive decline in the dollar.
Lack of a better word.
The late rally on Wall Street.
Too big to fail.
Growing the economy.
Welcome.
This is Money Talks.
Good morning. You're listening to Money Talks, Atlanta's longest running, most respected money show on radio. I'm Troy Harmon. I'm here today with DJ Barker and Jennifer Thomas. How about that? Two folks from our planning and implementation department here at Hensler Financial. And I know you guys have designations, right? Jennifer, you got the CFP, right?
Yes. Correct.
Certified Financial Planner in the house. That's DJ. Right.
CWS. I know you like
it's
to say that one
AWS.
Wrong.
CWS.
CWS.
All right, so another week of market expansion. We're up 1.6% on the week, led by financials. We had, decent news coming from the financial sector. Another week of a little bit of expansion in the a steepening in the yield curve. I looked since the first of last month, 1st of September, we're about somewhere between 12 and 17 basis points higher, more or less across the board from the 2-year to the 10 or no, yeah, 2-year to 10-year treasury. So, it's expansionary, it's minor, but any slight movement is beneficial. Two financials, consumer discretionary follows gaining 2%. Everything is up this week.
Yeah.
How about that? Materials index up 2%, healthcare up 2%, information technology up 1.95%. If you look on the year-to-date, markets up almost 14%, 13.95%. That's just the price appreciation. You throw in about 2% more. And that's what you got. 2% is from the dividend.
Mm-hmm.
Not a bad year
not
at all.
Not a bad year at all,
I mean,
yeah.
It's almost double what I would have expected to happen in 2017.
Yeah.
What's the difference? Well, earnings growth has been very positive. First quarter, we saw earnings grow by 15.5%. Second quarter, 9.6%. It's October. We're going to start seeing the reporting of third quarter GDP. And guys, we're in the fourth quarter of 2017 already. Isn't it amazing how quick this year has flown by?
And I've already seen Christmas decorations in a store. Here we go.
They beat
Halloween. I'm not kidding you.
Yeah, I think it's going to start happening at the 4th of July.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to have 4th of July in December, decorations for 4th of July in December and Christmas decorations in July.
Already, wow. It's already there.
Talk about pulling the future forward.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Information technology year-to-date is up 27.5%. This is just price appreciation, again, as I said. Healthcare up over 20% year-to-date. Materials 16%, industrials 13.75%. We still have two sectors in the negative territory: telecommunications down 7.3%, and energy down 8.3%. But energy, has had quite a bit bounce lately. I think it was up 2.5% last week. Not quite that good this week, but still up 0.25%. Got a good bit of information on the economy, personal income. We can start with that. A slight deceleration to 0.2% in August from a downwardly revised 0.3% gain in July. Seems like wages and salaries were held unchanged. Receipts on assets rose 0.2% in that regard. Proprietors' income increased 0.3%. Rental income growth edged up to 0.7%. That's pretty substantial. And the personal savings rate was unchanged at 3.6%. Back in the 80s, that personal savings rate was in the neighborhood of 10%.
Hmm.
And nowadays, we got it 3.6. I do recall 2005, 2006, when we were trying to treat our real estate like it was an ATM, cash out, refinancing, and all those fun things. We had a negative savings rate for a little while, but I don't know how that bodes for the future of financial planning. DJ, get to it, buddy. You got to encourage people to save their money.
Well, that's right. We do our best.
Yeah.
Don't use your home as an ATM.
Your best is 3.6.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, as you just said, it was negative. So, look, we're doing what we can.
Okay. So, there he goes. Pulling victory from the jaws of defeat, no doubt. There's DJ. University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Survey. We watched this pretty closely. It's down a little bit. It's still in the mid-90s, 95.1. It's still really good. You look at what was going on this time last year. We were in, I think it was around 87. So the consumer's feeling pretty decent about what's going on. Their expectations are, you know, pretty decent. They're looking at 2.5% expansion. You measure that against what we expect on GDP growth. Second quarter final report was 3.1%. We've seen the third quarter, because of the storms that we've had, kind of all over the place. It's been as high as 3.4% expected growth to as low as 2.3, I think it was. Right now, Atlanta Fed's model is showing about 2.7% growth expected out of the economy in the third quarter. It's one of those that we get over 3 months. We should have a reading later in October, and then we'll get two more before they finalize it. So University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Survey, still, that's a pretty good reading at a 95.1 on what the consumer expects. ISM Manufacturing Index, this is a spot where we've gotten some pretty positive news lately. They've been improving as the global economy strengthened. Dollar has depreciated, which always benefits those companies that export goods, makes them a little cheaper relative to other countries. Offerings, MBA mortgage application survey. We look at this every week. Got a decrease again this week. I think that's two in a row. 0.4% is the decrease. Refinance index fell substantially, 1.9%. But the purchase index was actually positive at, you know, 1% higher.
And you think this is storm related as well?
Well, it could be. I really think it's probably a longer term issue. Things that get volatile after storms are more like employment situation and inflation, because the consumer tends to close down their wallet. But mortgage applications shouldn't really be all that impacted by storm. ISM non-manufacturing index, I don't know why they don't just call it a services index. This impacts about 88% of the economy, but it rose from 55.3 up to 59.8. Anything above 50 is expansionary, so this is good news.
Mm-hmm.
You look at jobless claims, and this is where talking again. Jobless claims fell. People are displaced. They're probably not trying to search
for a job right now. Yeah,
they probably have other things
priorities
to do, in certain locales. And then international trade, the trade balance posted its smallest deficit in nearly a year in August, narrowed by $1.2 billion from the prior month. Exports gained $0.8 billion and imports fell by $0.4 billion. This is probably again a currency issue with the dollar weakening a little bit. It's having folks outside our borders source the goods that are made in the U.S. a little more. Factory orders advanced 1.2% in August. It's a bit better than what was expected, you know, the consensus estimates. You know, ultimately good news. So there you have it with the economy. Some of the things, if you've been watching this week, whether or not we're going to rebuild Puerto Rico, hit the news, seems very interesting to hear some of the stories out of there. I mean, they're still struggling with the power grid, and I think the president made a trip through there to visit and see just what was going on. But, you know, I think on the political side, this is the thing that still worries me a bit, is the leadership, you could argue lack thereof, and especially when we have a stock market that's selling at a premium. I looked, and I've talked about it with, you know, we had The economy at about a 30% premium over the last few months. I looked this week, and we've had even more of an expansion on that. It's about 31%. As long as earnings continue to support that, I'm not so worried about it. But, you know, when we sit and watch some of the politics that we've got going on, and nobody can get off the bubble and make this regulatory reform that we've been expecting
right.
so long become a reality, it starts to concern you. I've been talking about how concerned we were on this front for quite a while. So I guess we'll continue watching that. But, you know, in the meantime, the market does nothing but go up.
It is.
There you go. It's
crazy.
It's crazy. Yeah. Like I said, as long as earnings are going well, I guess we have no worries. So we'll watch closely in the third quarter to see what's going on with that. Let's take a quick break. You're listening to Money Talks. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.